Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. A lot of people don't believe the Bible. They say it's filled with lies, contradicts itself. Well, the truth is, it is not. The truth is, the Bible has some parts that are easy to understand, and we'll look at some of those. There are other parts that are harder to understand. And this is a booklet you need. How credible is the Bible? And what is the key to understanding? One of the keys of understanding that the Bible is true in the Word of God is fulfilled prophecy, and that's what this new booklet by Dunklin MacLeod does. It goes through the prophecies of Assyria and Babylon and Persia and Greece and Egypt, and then brings us up to the time of the New Testament and things that happened there. Now, last time we covered Daniel, the second chapter, with the statue and image of the head of gold and silver and brass and iron and clay. Now, Daniel said in Daniel, the second chapter, after he explained the meaning of it, which we covered, and you need to get this booklet to understand in detail. We also have it with the CD, and you can listen to it while you're driving or at home. Because you're going to find that there are certain prophecies concerning the fall of Babylon that are absolutely amazing. So you need to get that booklet. But here's what Daniel told the king. And so important is this chapter, and so important is this prophecy, that it stretches from the time of Nebuchadnezzar, about the 560s B.C., until the return of Jesus Christ. And Daniel said this, verse 45, Daniel 2, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation is sure. Now, there's one thing about God. God is a God of truth. God cannot lie. His word is true. Every word in here is God-breathed, with perhaps the exception in some translations where men try and put in their own ideas. That's why you need the Holy Bible in its original order, because there we have everything adhering to the truth of the Word of God. Now, at the end of the book of Daniel, Daniel was an old man by this time. When this dream and vision and interpretation came, he was a young man in his 20s. So he may have been as old as between 80 and 90 years old at the time of the end of the book of Daniel. And so the final things that were given were the things that would be at the time of the end, as we saw. And Daniel wanted to know. You know, wouldn't you want to know after you've given all these prophecies? When will it be? So here's what he was told. Daniel 12 and verse 9. Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. What unseals the understanding of these prophecies? Number one, time and history. Number two, the Word of God. Number three, the events that are happening today. And number four, be wise according to God's interpretation of who is wise. Because God says the wisdom of this world is foolishness. Now, that scripture in itself not only is a statement of accuracy, but it is also prophetic, reaching way back, reaching way forward, that all you have to do is look at the ways of men and understand, does their wisdom really work? Do these wise men really know what they are doing? So you see, this also brings us into another thing that is very important for us to understand. All of us as human beings live and move and have our being because of God. Even the wicked. And who gives every breath of air that you breathe, that I breathe. God does. And he's the one who keeps your body going, your heart pounding, your lungs moving, your eyes to see, your arms and hands and legs and things to move. And he's given you a mind to think. And he's given you a spirit of man so that you will be able to think ahead and think behind and understand. So Daniel at this old age wanted to know, Lord, when will these things be? So at the time of the end, verse 10, many shall be purified and made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Now, why can't the wicked understand? Because they don't believe God. So let me ask you a question, and you think on this. Do you believe there is a God? Well, most people would say, yes, I believe there is a God. And as a matter of fact, we have an article, Seven Proofs of God. And you can prove with these seven proofs that God does exist. Now, the next question, do you believe God? Now, what is the difference? If you believe God, you will do what he says as you find it in his word. Now let's see a summary of this so we can understand how we're going to understand prophecy. None of the wicked shall understand because they're doing wickedly, but the wise shall understand. Now why are the wise going to understand? Well, let's look at a few Proverbs to see that. let's come to the book of Proverbs, chapter 9. Now, if you have studied the Bible or you have a concordance at home, why don't you get out your concordance and you look up wise, wisdom, and so forth, and see how much that is in the book of Proverbs. Now then, the book of Proverbs also proves prophecy. Now how so? Because every word of God is prophetic because it's living and active, and the things in the book of Proverbs shows the difference between right and wrong and good and evil. So why will the wise understand? Proverbs 9 and verse 10. Fear of the Lord. Say, well, I don't want to fear anyone. Well, you better think about that again.
I want to if I were going to respect a God, it would be the kind of God who, the sort of God that Carl Sagan might have worshipped, not the sort of medieval God who fusses about sin, the obsession with sin and righteousness and sort of, I keep coming back to this word petty, and I stand by it.
You fear death? You fear getting hurt? Are you afraid if you're in a car wreck? Huh? How about the one who created everything that there is and says to you, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, good and evil. Now you choose life so you can live. That's wise. Let's put it another way. In your life, how has it worked out with all the evil that took place in it? Were you happy? Were you successful? How did that go? And then look at the world, the mess that it is in. Now, here's another key in understanding the Word of God. The Word of God is layered and layered and layered and layered because it's spiritual. It is God-breathed. And Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. And God made us and gave us a tremendous mind and brain so we can learn, we can add knowledge together, we can put things in their right perspective, in the right way. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Quite a verse, isn't it? So verse 9 says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. How about that? So let's ask the question. If you know some things about the Bible and you believe some things about the Bible, are you growing in grace and knowledge and understanding? Because we are. We're to grow to the stature of the fullness of the measure of Christ. Is that what you're doing in your life? Now, this applies to prophecy as well. Come over here to Proverbs 10 and verse 13. In the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found. Isn't that quite an amazing thing? Now come over here to verse 20. All of these add to the knowledge of the fear of God, because we're to hold God in fear because of the awesomeness of his being. Because he is life-giver and everything like that. And God also is love. God also is truth. God also is righteousness. See? Verse 20. The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. Think of that. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. Now think about that. Has that happened to a lot of people, dying early deaths? Yes. Now then, we know that no lie can come of the truth. However, there are a lot of slick preachers out there who take some of the truth, but not all of the truth. And God wants you to understand all of the truth, and that's what will make you wise to understand the prophecies. All right, Proverbs 14, verse 5. A faithful witness will not lie. Now, that's one thing we won't do here at Church at Home or Christian Biblical Church of God. That's why our other website is called truthofgod.org, because we are scripturalists and we present the truth and we have no politics involved in what we are doing. We're aware of the political atmosphere out there, so we're not cloistered off that way. However, why is it so bad in politics? Because nearly all lie. A scorner seeks wisdom and doesn't find it. They can even pick up the Bible and look at it and say, well, I don't want this. But knowledge is easy to him who understands. Now then, you consider this. Here's part of some of the wisdom of the book of Proverbs. Depart from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge, because it's going to get you in trouble. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Is that why every government program fails?
Let's get back to food stamps. Nearly 48 million people, one in every seven Americans, are now on some kind of food assistance. That's double the number from when President Obama first took office.
Martina, who is now a taxpayer, worries that people who get away with fraud add to calls in Congress for further cuts to food stamp funding.
We have people like you who need the assistance, but if we have rampant fraud, what is that going to do for the system?
I think if people keep on with fraud, then the whole system is going to go down the drain.
And unless you have the correct knowledge, you won't be able to do it correctly. That's why there's so many false prophets out there. So you need to prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, and that is the Word of God. So heaven and earth, let's come to Psalm 19 and let's examine this, because all of this is important in understanding the truth of the Word of God, the veracity of everything that God has said, and in understanding that every single prophecy in the Bible will be fulfilled exactly as God has said. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. You can see it. It's out there everywhere. Beautiful, fantastic. Day after day, every day, every day, every day, every 24 hours, they pour forth speech. And night after night, they reveal knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Everyone in the world, regardless of their language and nation that they live in, from the North Pole to the South Pole, from the East to the West, it's all the same, right? Their line has gone throughout all the earth, their words to the ends of the earth. In them, he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man set to run a race. And aren't you glad? You wake up in the morning, and there is the sun. Now, maybe if you live in the middle of a desert where it's 120 degrees, you really would rather have it cooler. But however, there is the sun, faithful every single day, right? It's going forth, it's from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, there is nothing hid from its heat. Now, here is the whole sum of this. I want you to think about this so that when we get into these prophecies, you will see why you have to have wisdom to understand. Okay? The law of God is perfect. So why would people want to come along and say, we don't need to keep it, God did away with it? Would God do away with something that's perfect? Think about that. What does he want to do for human beings? You need our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God. Why were you born? He wants to perfect us in the image of Christ. And that's through the Spirit and laws of God. That's why it's important where I began. Do you believe God? If you do, you will obey and love him. Restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. That is the uneducated. See, the best education you can have is an education in the Word of God. That's more important than anything else because that tells you how to live, how to understand what's going on. The precepts of the Lord are sure, rejoicing the heart. What did Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar? The interpretation of the dream is sure and certain. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Now then, that's why and how we gain the wisdom to understand the Word of God. See? There's no lie in the Word of God unless it's been put in there by a man because he doesn't believe. And we know that some of these modern translations are absolutely terrible. The NIV has missing, deleted, 35,000 words.
The number one Bible today is not the King James Bible. It's the New International Version, the NIV. The NIV is missing 16 entire verses from the New Testament. I mean, just right out of the gate, before we talk about all the thousands of changes, just 16 verses are completely missing. Matthew 17:21, gone. Matthew 18:11, gone. Acts 8:37, that verse is gone from the NIV, completely gone.
Now think on that. The New Testament in the majority of all new translations has nearly 4,000 words they remove. Now, since it's been inspired by God, and it is the truth, where do you think they stand before God? Now, you need to request the booklet, How Credible is the Bible? We have a companion one to go with it, Geology, Catastrophism, and the Scriptures. And if you're really brand new and you don't know if God exists, then you need our booklet, God or No God. All three of these will come to you at no cost, and each one has the entire booklet read so you can listen to it. So we'll continue next time on how to understand the prophecies. be sure and visit our other website, truthofgod.org, where we have hundreds of sermons and many things in great detail explaining about the Bible and the Word of God, and it will be absolutely amazing if you go there. So once again, thank you for inviting us into your home, and this is Fred Calder saying, until next time, so long, everyone.